to our second episode of the Chit Chat Podcast. Today we have me, Malie, and Chica, Anna, and Vedant, and we will be discussing patients should be able to refuse life-saving treatments for religious reasons.
So grab a coffee and come chit chat with us. So today our topic is what Emily just said, and just to set some like basic sort of context, like knowledge in medical ethics, there's these things called the four basic principles of medical ethics, and they consist of beneficence, non-maleficence, autonomy, and justice. Beneficence meaning basically acting for the patient's good. Non-maleficence, doing no harm to the patient. Autonomy, recognizing the patient's values and choices. And justice, treating all patients fairly. And that is basically what medicine is built on, these four basic principles. And so there's a common scenario in medicine where a patient might refuse treatment because of religious reasons is transfusions. There's a specific religion called Jehovah's Witnesses, and they do not believe in blood transfusions. And there have been many cases where a patient has refused treatment when their health was deteriorating and they were like on the brink of death. They refused blood transfusion. And so there's been many cases where there's a clash between autonomy and beneficence. So basically a patient has the right to make their own choices and about what treatments they want to get, as long as they are competent and, you know, conscious, in a right state to be able to make the decision. And so a lot of these patients are in that state. And so that's where autonomy comes in. Doctors have to recognize their choices and value them and respect them. But then over here, there's a clash between autonomy and beneficence, because although you're respecting the patient's choice, you're not acting for their good. So that introduces a lot of issues. What do you guys think? Like, what are your opinions on this?
I think it's completely up to the person what they want to do. So in the case of Jehovah's Witness, there's been many cases as well where the parents of the patients refuse the treatment for their children. And so that's where I think I draw the line, because personally, I don't think it's okay for religious reasons to prevent a life-saving treatment for a child, because a child is not at the age to consent. However, I feel like if it's a personal choice for yourself, then I think it's fine.
What if this the parents are refusing treatment for their child, but the child is also not giving, like, the child also has the same religious beliefs?
See, the child is going to be unconscious, right? Most probably, if they're urgently needing a blood transfusion. Okay, suppose they are conscious and they're having the same religious beliefs. Most probably, the reason for that is because that's the only religion they've ever known, and because that's where they've grown up. And it's kind of hard to say no to your parents in cases like that, where some parents can be very strong about their religious beliefs. So I still don't think it's fair on the child.
I agree with you, Anshika. Like, I mean, I agree with you to some extent, because there's this thing about children and responsibility. You can drink after 18. You can pursue like sexual activities after a certain age. And I think the rule where you can take control of your treatment should be after that age as well. And before that age, it should be up to the doctor to do the best treatment for the child, because the child doesn't really know about whether about religious beliefs or whether they want to take the treatment or not before the age of 18, in my opinion. And I think before that age, when they are just a child, they should go with the treatment that has the best chance of like them surviving. What do you think, Emily?
Yeah, well, I'm personally quite religious. I wouldn't say I'm like fully religious, because I don't follow all the rules completely, but I do follow Judaism. And in my opinion, like, no matter what treatment is needed, I wouldn't really take consideration my religion if it's for life saving. I don't think my parents would either. But maybe that's because we're not as religious. But according to my religion, at least, for example, there's a, we have a fasting holiday, like for example, Yom Kippur, we have several fasting holidays. And if you need to take any type of medication, whatever type of medication it is, then you can still take it and it's not counting as breaking your fast because there's like a priority on health over your religion.
I think it's the same in Ramadan as well, like pregnant women and things like that.
Yeah, so there's a life-saving treatment that needs to be taken. I wouldn't consider the religious reason that, yeah.
I'd like to point out the example of, this is actually a February 2020 example. Like basically, a woman coming from Africa came to the United States where her son is a citizen, and she's been she has a history of urinary bladder problems for like at least 3 months. So she has that history already, and she came to the U.S. like in search of treatment with her son, and the clinical, like the people at the clinical, advised a treatment where they have to like check the woman's like the woman's private areas, like she had to check for like any infections or any problems with that, and the woman refused because of her religious beliefs. She thought the treatment was too intimate for her religious beliefs. Her son and the clinical staff and everyone tried to persuade her into taking the treatment because it was very likely that she did actually have a urinary infection, but because of the treatment being too intimate, she refused.
Okay, what if the case where a patient might, or a parent might refuse something? So there's, when you refuse treatment, you can refuse like different types of treatment, right? There's like, you can refuse something that's just testing for like diagnostic testing, or you could refuse an actual like procedure, like surgery that could have side effects. But would you say, like, would you agree that it's ethical for a parent to refuse diagnostic testing for a child on the basis of their religious beliefs? Surgery, I guess, is more acceptable, but I don't think.
When it comes to medicine, I think it's fair until a certain point, like I would say 18, 19, 20, that all religion must be thrown out of the window. If it's life or death, I agree with Emily. You have to throw religion out of the window and just focus on trying to save this life at whatever cost. It doesn't matter what boundaries you're breaking. But once the child reaches a point like 21, 22, where they can start to take responsibility and like recognize religious boundaries, then I would say the child should have a say in whether they want to refuse the treatment or not. But before that, I think the hospital should, like the hospital should basically advise what treatment to take. And obviously the parents can say no, but I wouldn't say like they should be able to say no based on religious reasons only, if that makes sense.
At the end of the day, it's up to the family. Like I'd say, I agree, the doctors should advise what the best thing they should choose. But in the end of the day, if it's like a minor or like, yeah, then the parent would have to make that decision.
Recently, also because of a lot of people refusing blood transfusions, there has been an increase in like doctors being able to do bloodless procedures, like more successfully. But they're obviously not as successful as what the blood transfusion would be. So in cases where you basically find a Jehovah's Witness card signed in their bag. And so in that case, I feel like you have to ask yourself questions like, were they competent when they signed the card? Because in the case Anna first said, are they competent to make that decision? That's assuming that they're still conscious. But so when you find a card, it's so ambiguous because you don't know if the person was in the right state of mind to make that decision or how long ago the card was signed. They could have easily changed their mind. So what are your thoughts on that?
That one's a thinker. Like on one hand, you could say that the person did not consent to that treatment due to the fact that there was a card in their purse. But on the other hand, you have to weigh the benefits from the drawbacks. If the risk, like, should that be taken into consideration if there is a chance that the person might die? Should just like a little card be taken into consideration? There's no context on how long ago it was or something like that. And in that case, I would say the best thing to do is have frequent expiry dates on that card. So like you have to renew it every single month, so that, because most cards you have to opt out every month. For something like that, where it has like a chance of life or death, I think the user should be frequently like notified. So you have to opt in every single month. Every single month you have to say, okay, for the next month, I want this for the next month. So I think that timeline would be fine, because realistically no one would change their mind in that month, if that makes sense.
And also another alternative might just be to contact the patient's family to get more information about their beliefs.
Not family, like emergency contact.
Yeah.
Whoever, a Jehovah Witness was, she refused to give consent for blood transfusion, and she was like deteriorating. She was about to die. But then the doctor gave her blood anyways.
For our non-medical staff, could you just explain what blood transfusion is? Because I'm lost. I don't know. Is it just taking someone's blood and putting it in your own body?
Yeah. You're replacing your blood with, like, you're using someone else's blood.
But it has to be the same blood type, right?
Or a universal donor.
Okay, continue.
And so she refused that, but the doctor, like, she was about to die, and he gave it to her anyways. But after, like, she recovered, she was fine, her life was saved basically, and afterwards she was really angry that he didn't listen to her choice and opinion, and she sued against him. And
what was the outcome? Personally, I think from the GMC guidelines, according to those, the doctor actually failed doing his responsibility, because they're meant to respect a competent patient's decision to refuse a treatment, even if they think that their decision is wrong or irrational. So I think she has all the right to sue, and he should face the charges for that.
I agree. Like, doctors, their job, of course, they know best, because it's their expertise. That's what they learn in university and through their further education and all, and they have much more experience. But at the end of the day, it's up to the patient to decide what the final say is and what they are okay and what they're not okay with doing.
Yeah, but in my opinion, I don't think that you should punish the doctor for saving a woman's life. Like, that's just, it might be illegal, but that's the most ethical thing I can do. And I think the law must take that into consideration, that this guy went to the extent to save this person's life. And if he didn't break that medical boundary, then this woman might have been dead.
Also, another thing is, maybe we could look at it from an economic point of view. So, like, a lot of healthcare systems are already burdened very much with funds and stuff. So, for example, the NHS, maybe people refusing treatment in this case might actually save up funds to do
other treatments. No. So let people die. It will give us more money.
They're giving consent. They don't want to do it anyway.
Oh, okay. So let people choose to die themselves, so we have more money. That's cold. Anshika,
no,
that's
more
cold.
Money to save other people that aren't being saved right now.
No, I agree with Anshika. Like, if you don't want the treatment, then that's good for another person that might actually need it.
Yeah, that's cold. And y'all cold for that.
There's a lot of issues with underfunding and understaffing of hospitals because they don't have enough funds. So I guess that if they are of sound mind and they give consent, it could benefit another patient. Yeah,
because at the end of the day, it's the patient that made the decision not to do it because of their religious reasons, and that's fair. Like, you can't stop someone from saying, like, no, I don't want to take this. So it actually does benefit those, because resources are limited.
Let's wrap this up. I'll go ahead and tell you guys what we have learned today. Today we learned that Jehovah's Witnesses don't accept blood transfusions. Anshika is one cold, cold-hearted person, and she would let someone else die so there's more money for her.
We learned that Emily is Jew.
She's slightly religious.
And Anna wants to do medicine.
Yeah.
Anna did recommend this topic, though. That does it for episode 2 of the Chit Chat podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. Anna, would you do the favor?
We'll see you in our next Chit Chat.